Transmission begins.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
With your host, Gemini. Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Gemini Podcast. This week on American Idol brought you your top 13 finalists. This week the contestants will be singing songs from their idols. I will be touching on the things the judges have to say, but not fully what they have to say, more in the style of the key points, what they had to say. Also, I'd like to mention J-Lo's new single hit number 1 on iTunes, even though I thought the song was horrible. So, let's get this show on the road. First up, we had Lauren Alana, the 16-year-old out of Rossville, Georgia. Her idol, Shania Twain. And this week, she chose to sing Any Man of Mine.
Any man of mine better disagree when I say another woman's looking better than me. And when I cook dinner and I burn it black, you better say, I like a nice chick. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say,
My thoughts were she was pitchy and all over the place with the song. Is she having a bad week? Who knows? Here's what the judges had to say. Steve said he would like to see a little more kick-ass. J-Lo comments, we would like to see you kick it into high gear. And Randy would like to see the girl we first seen. And the performance just didn't shine. Up next, we had Casey Abrams, the 20-year-old out of Wilmette, Illinois. His idol is Joe Cocker. And he gave a stellar performance with a little help from my friends.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. And I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, baby, now without a little help from my friends, I'm gonna get out a little help from my friends. I'll get out a little help from my friends. Oh, woo! Yeah. Do you need anybody? Just one.
He had J-Lo bouncing her chair in excitement. She also stated that it was a fun and amazing performance and it blew her away. Randy replied, unbelievable, and listening to him was fun. Steve commented he was like a rainbow of passion. After Casey's performance, we had Ashton Jones, the 25-year-old out of Valdosta, Georgia, with her idol being Diana Ross, and her song choice was When You Tell Me You Love Me.
I wanna call the stars down from the sky. I wanna live a day that never dies. I wanna change the world only for you. All the impossible I wanna do. And baby, every time you touch me, I become a hero. I'll make you safe no matter where you are, and bring you everything you ask for. Nothing is above me. I'm shining like a candle in the dark. When you tell me that you love me, hey, in a world without you, I will always hunger. All I need is your love to make
not good at all. She should have chosen something that everyone knows, maybe more like I Will Survive. Randy comments he felt a little worried, sound like she was pulling a safe move, and you don't get anywhere in this competition pulling safe moves. We all know that. Steve really had no comments, but agreed with Randy. J-Lo said she sounded so elegant, but had moments where the song just got away from her. Up next, we had Paul McDonald, a 26-year-old out of Huntsville, Alabama, and his idol is Ryan Adams, Ryan with an R, and he chose to sing Come Pick Me Up.
And when they call your name, will you walk right up with a smile on your face? Will you cower in fear in your favorite sweater with an old love letter? But I wish you would. I wish you would. Come pick me up. Take me out. Mess me up. Steal my records. I lose all my things. I go for a hair. I with a smile.
He started off with a very soft voice, but picked it up through the chorus. He was dancing all goofy across the stage. Unlike last week's performance, though, it was not a slamming show for him. Steve comments he loves the character and rasp in his voice, but it was a little pitchy. J-Lo said, "You are so unique, and you move the crowd." Randy replies, "Not the most exciting from your performance last week with Rod Stewart." Up next, we had Pia Toscano, 22-year-old out of Howard Beach, New York. Her idol, Celine Dion. And she chose to sing All By Myself.
When I was young, I never needed anyone. And making love was just for fun. Those days are gone. Living alone, I think of all the friends I know. when I dial the telephone, nobody's home.
She had a good performance, but was a little pitchy in the chorus overall, though it was good. J-Lo was a little speechless and said it sounded really beautiful. Randy says she has a quality for big voice songs, always excited to see her. Steve replies that she polished that apple and slammed the song. James Durden took the stage next, 22-year-old out of Santa Cruz, California. His idol, Paul McCartney. His song choice, Maybe I'm Amazed. First thing I noticed, he didn't have his little signature tell on that we all know, and overall, he had a great performance. He had the judges rocking their heads, I mean, if that says anything about his character. In this performance, he didn't scream much, and I like that side of him. Randy states he slayed the song, and he turned the other cheek and showed a whole other side of him, and he is dangerous, and he can sing. Steve remarks he sang his own review, and J-Lo says he has such a quality in his voice, you're everything. Haley Reinhart up next, 20-year-old out of Wheeling, Illinois. Her idol being Leanne Rimes, and she chose to sing the song Blue.
Thank you.
which was a Patsy Cline original that was supposed to be on the first release of her album, but didn't make it. To me, it sounded more karaoke, really boring, sleepy, and the judges had to kind of say the same thing. Steve coming off with, "It was a beautiful performance." J-Lo comments, "You do special things with your voice." Randy, on the other hand, stated it was a little boring and sleepy, as I stated. And I would have to agree with him completely on that one. Jacob Lust took the stage next, 23-year-old out of Compton, California. His idol being R. Kelly, and the song choice, "I Believe I Can Fly."
I used to think that I could not go on, that life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. If I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. Oh, yeah. I believe I can touch the sky.
He had a pretty poor start on the song. To me, it sounded more opera than R&B, in my opinion. I think he should lean more towards an opera genre. And between James and him, who can scream louder? Steve comments, "It was pure passion. Can't even judge it. That's how good it was." J-Lo also stated that it was very hard to judge. Randy stated he had a signature sound but lost it through some of the song. Thea Magia, the 16-year-old out of Hayward, California, took the stage, with her idol being Michael Jackson. And she chose to sing a song that not really many of us heard, which was "Smile."
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll see the sun come shining through.
Song is actually an original by Charlie Chaplin. I have to say, if I didn't know her age, she sounds bold up there. Not like a teen, by no means. Very good performance overall. Randy said he loved the intro, but she got a little pitchy and loved the beginning rather than the end. And Steve agrees with Randy on this statement. J-Lo stated that it was interesting arrangement and she sang like an angel, but agreed with the other judges about the intro being better rather than the end or the middle. Stefano Langone, 22-year-old out of Kent, Washington, took the stage with a Stevie Wonder hit, Lately.
Lately I've had the strangest feeling, with no vivid reason here to find, but yet the thought of losing you's been hanging round my mind, round my mind. Well, I'm a man of many wishes. Hope my premonition is set. But I can't be through. My eyes won't let me hide. Cause this time could mean goodbye. Goodbye. Well, I'm a man of many wishes. I hope my premonition is set. But I really feel, oh, my eyes won't let me hide. Cause they
he had a rocky start to his performance, and it wasn't a very good performance overall, I'd have to say. Although he did try to pick it up, he didn't kill the song. Steve said that he pulled it off, built from the beginning to the end, and was like a volcano. J-Lo stated that he had her dancing, and it sounded great. Randy states it sounded rocky, and it's hard to sing Stevie, but he slayed the song by the middle of the performance. Karen Rodriguez, 21-year-old out of New York, New York, came up on the stage next with her idol being Selena and her song choice, I Could Fall in Love.
I could lose my heart tonight if you don't turn and walk away. Cause the way I feel, I might lose control and let you stay. Cause I could take you in my arms and never let go. I could fall in love with you. I could fall.
It was not a stellar performance, and she could not hit the high notes like Selena did, and her voice sounded as if she might have had a cold. Can anyone confirm this? J-Lo states she sounded uncomfortable with the notes and could not hit them, and I agree with her. Randy says she sounded like she was fighting the song and it was a little sleepy. Steve comments she was lacking energy in her performance. Scotty McCreery, the 17-year-old out of Garner, North Carolina, hit the stage with his idol being Garth Brooks, and he sang the song, The River.
You know a train is like a river, ever changing as it flows. And a dreamer's just a vessel that must follow where it goes. Trying to learn from what's behind you and never knowing what's in store makes each day a constant battle just to stay between the shores. And I will sail my vessel until the river runs dry, like a bird upon the wind, leaves the waters of my sky. I will never reach my destination if I never try. There's bound to be a rough water, and I know I'll take some falls. But with the good Lord as my captain, I can make it through them all. And I will sail my vessel until the river runs dry, like a bird upon the wind. These waters are my sky, and I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel until the river runs dry.
All I have to say, and I like this kid, is he did Garth no justice in my opinion. It was a mess. Randy stated, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And this comment comes from a statement earlier from one of the people working with the Idols this week that asked Scott if he was going to try something new. Steve states, unlike me, that he thought he did Garth justice. J-Lo said she seen him finally open up as a performer. Naima Adiapo, 26-year-old out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, was the last to hit the stage, with her idol being Rihanna, and she sang Umbrella. This was the only idol on this show to make the song different. Right around the course of the song, she broke out into some reggae style of singing, and I think it ruined the song. She also got a little winded while trying to dance and sing at the same time. Steve comments, "You're crazy good, but it was a little pitchy, and you brought flavor," and he adores her for it. J-Lo states she didn't care about the pitchiness. She said she was on fire up there, but needed to work on control. Randy states he does care about pitchiness and she needs to work on control with her breathing while dancing, but he loved the reggae section of the song. Randy summed up the whole night with it being a good one, and they did good with the 1:40 they had to pull it off and make it work. My overall favorite this show would have to be James Durbin, though. And also from this week, we have the results. The results show featured Adam Lambert singing his Aftermath song, Unplug Style, and it was great to hear him not screaming so much.
Have you lost your way? Living in the shadow of the messes that you made. And so it goes. Everything inside your circle starts to overflow. Take a step before you leap into the colors that you seek. You give back what you give away, so don't look back on yesterday. Wanna scream out, no more hiding. Don't be afraid of what's inside. Gonna tell ya, you'll be alright in the aftermath. Anytime anybody pulls you down, anytime anybody says you're not, feel the weight of lies and contradictions that you live with every day. No, it's not too late. Just think of what could be if you rewrite the role you play. Now take a step before you leap into the colors that you seek. You give back what to give away, so don't look back on yesterday. Wanna scream out, no more hiding. Don't be afraid of what's inside. Gonna tell ya, you'll be alright in the aftermath. Anytime anybody pulls you down, anytime anybody says you're not allowed, just remember you are not alone in the aftermath. To the glitter, tell a stranger that they're beautiful. So all your feelings, love, love. All your feelings, love, love. Anytime your love pulls you down, anytime anybody says you're not allowed, just remember you're not alone in the aftermath.
And I like the song better acoustic. We also had Diddy Dirty Money singing his song Coming Home.
So yeah. Strong and
I'm back, babe.
I'm feeling like there's nothing that I can't try.
Nothing.
And if you with me, put your hands high.
Put your hands high. You haven't lost a life before. Hey.
This one for you, me, put your hands high.
Dreams for you,
you're dropping with the best.
Hey. I'm in you.
I hear the tears of a clown. I hate that song. I always feel like they're talking to me when it comes on.
Come on.
Another day, another dawn. Another Keisha, nice to meet you, get the math, I'm gone.
Go.
What am I supposed to do when the club lights come on? It's easy to be pumped, it's harder to be shown. What if my twins ask why I ain't married a mom?
Why?
Damn, how do I respond? What if my son stares with a face like my own and says he wants to be like me when he's grown? Shit, but I ain't finished grown. Another night that inevitable grown long. Another day, another dawn.
Come on.
Tell Keisha and Teresa I'll be better out tomorrow. Another lie that I carry on. I need to get back to the place I belong.
I'm coming home, I'm coming home.
I'm coming home.
Tell the world that I'm coming home.
Yeah.
Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday.
Ain't no
I know my
out. A house is not a home, I hate this song. Is a house really a home when your loved ones is gone?
No.
And niggas got the nerve to blame you for it. And you know you would've took the bullet if you saw
That's right.
it. But you felt it, and still feel it. And money can't make up for it, or conceal it. What you deal with, and you keep ballin'.
That's right.
Ross, I'm Little Playboy, and we keep ballin'. Baby, we've been living in sin, cause we've been really in love, but we've been living as friends.
Yeah.
So you've been a guest in your own home. It's time to make your house your home. Pick up the phone, pick up the phone.
I'm coming home.
Now I love that song. Whenever it comes on, it makes me feel strong. I thought I told y'all that we won't stop till we back cruising through Harlem. These old blocks is what made me, saved me, drove me crazy, drove me away and embraced me, forgave me. All of my shortcomings, welcome to my homecoming. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. A lot of fights, a lot of scars, a lot of bottles, a lot of cars, a lot of ups, a lot of downs. Made it back, lost my dog.
I miss you, big.
And here I stand.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm coming
Thank
you, Lord. Home. I'm coming home.
The girl on the piano rocked, but Diddy, he sounded winded throughout the whole song, in my opinion. And it's reported that Casey Abrams was in the hospital sick tonight. Hope he gets well soon. We're rooting for you, Casey. And I noticed tonight that James had his signature tail back on, finally. I mean, we've got to know this guy by his tail, and I think he takes more after the Steven Tyler thing, you know, with how Steve has his little tail attached to his mic stand. We all know him for that. And I think that James Durbin knew that Steve was going to be on the show, and hey, let's just tie one to my ass end and call it a tail. Anyhow, this is a lineup. The bottom three this week was Karen Rodriguez, Ashton Jones, and Haley Reinhart. All the other idols were deemed to be safe and were left on the couches. And America, you have voted, and Ashton Jones, you will not be the next American Idol. Judges opted not to use their save due to reason unknown to America. Stay tuned next week for another episode of American Idol Podcast featuring Season 10 and the remaining 12.